AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On his first overseas trip since taking office, President Biden is urging fellow world leaders to help low-income nations beat the coronavirus. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Before the G7 summit's formal start in England, the president announced the U.S. will buy and donate a half billion vaccine doses to nearly 100 countries.
We're taking a major step that will supercharge the global fight against this pandemic.
He says fellow leaders will lay out their own steps tomorrow.
It is in all of our interest to have the global economy begin to recover as well.
The president says the U.S. is not seeking favors or concessions from any nations who get the shots, that it's instead America's humanitarian obligation to help save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Back at home on Capitol Hill, Maine Senator Susan Collins says Republicans are working out details of an infrastructure bill.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
In Washington today, as part of a plea deal, Emma Coronel Espuro, the wife of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, pleaded guilty to charges she helped her husband run his multi-billion dollar criminal empire. Jeffrey Lichtman is Espuro's attorney.
She was a very minimal participant in this, as noted in the plea agreement. Minimal participant.
The CDC is investigating what appears to be higher than expected reports of heart inflammation in male teens and young adults after they get a second dose of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Police near West Palm Beach, Florida, say a man shot and killed a woman and a child inside a supermarket before killing himself. Investigators in Florida believe the shooter and the victims may have known each other. This is AP News. Prince Charles met with John Kerry, President Biden's special climate advisor, and business leaders ahead of the G7 summit.
His enthusiasm for this partnership between G7 leaders and CEOs like yourselves may perhaps even have overtaken mine.
Prince Charles has championed the environment and climate change for decades.
We do have a potentially game-changing opportunity to drive forward the partnership between government, business, and the private sector.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says after an executive board meeting, Brisbane, Australia can be awarded hosting rights for the 2032 Games as the only candidate proposed at a meeting ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. Bach praised Australia as a sport-loving country with strong support from layers of government. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.